Hello, my name is Tim Wells. This poem is called Absolutely. Epsom. Let me tell you about Epsom. The first time I met the parents of my girlfriend Alexis, they put on extra posh accents to impress. They were sweet, so was the tea, and already far posher than me. It only took one, hello, lovely to meet you from me, for them to realise that they'd overinvested. But by then they couldn't back down. Alexis whispered that they weren't normally that posh, and all she told them about me was that I was lovely. But they knew that I knew that 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 Epsom. Let me tell you about Epsom. Bin men pick up rubbish bags with their pinky fingers daintily extended. John Nettles is the law, and the starlings sing, "You're beautiful, you're beautiful," in Epsom. Let me tell you about Epsom. I bought my girl chocolates. They're only conscious chocolate, green and blacks, and sees a change in the pristine shops. Middle class chocolates were sent to such as the better part of town, a good college, and a bit of rough. In Epsom. Let me tell you about Epsom. There are no coincidences, but sometimes the pattern is more obvious. In Epsom. Let me tell you about Epsom. Alexis had a Porsche in, not red, darling, scarlet. She'd motor to Marks and Spencer's, to the Downs and the country pubs for lunch. On her first outing, she squeezed me in and sped off in a polite cough of dust. A few miles on, she remarked worriedly that the car seemed to be dragging to the left. She drove a bit further and then pulled over. She walked around a Sportster but could not find fault, drove further and said that the car was still not right. I asked her how many other fat blokes she'd had in there before. I got the train back from Epsom. Let me tell you about Epsom.